To learn means to be in a state of play, to live a life of curiosity, a life of inspiring one another, a life of connecting with each other, and a life of real conversation. So, welcome to the Life of Learning podcast, the place where we dive deep and explore the ideas of natural learning. Hello and welcome to the Life of Learning podcast. I'm Justus Frank, and today I'd just like to share a bit of a thought with you. Again, along the same sort of theme that I've been talking about the last few times, where people have been getting very upset about the things that I do and the things that I say. And I got an email just the other day from a first-time listener who had a problem with my response to or my podcast regarding a news article from a mother who was making comments about how difficult it was to try and homeschool her kids, and that she was feeling that her kids were going to get behind and various other things like that. So I addressed that article and made some comments around it. Anyway, so she took that as being very judgmental, as being condescending, as being patronizing. And so she was, I guess, very, very frustrated at what I was saying. And, you know, people, again, have had these comments regarding me that I make a lot of negative judgments regarding parents and teachers and people like that. So, as you know, I've been kind of picking up chestnuts, and I did initially do this podcast while picking up chestnuts, but there were a few sort of sound issues and a few other things, so I thought I'd re-record it now. But yeah, I was picking up chestnuts, and I came across this analogy within my head. So I want you to imagine that this podcast wasn't about education, but that it was about becoming smoke-free. So stopping, basically, cigarette smoking. And imagine that I used to be a cigarette smoker, and now I become smoke-free, I guess, in my life. And so imagine in this podcast that I was criticizing smoking in terms of that it's bad for your health, that it costs you a lot of money, a variety of other things that come with smoking. And then I might also go into, you know, how much better my life is now that I'm smoke-free and, you know, I have more money to be able to do things, and I've just been enjoying myself a lot more. I don't feel as breathless anymore. Variety of other health benefits. So imagine my podcast was about that. And say someone who was a smoker came across that podcast, and they might go, "Oh, wow, Justus, you're really being judgmental about the way that I live my life. You know, I actually think my life is quite good. A lot of my friends smoke, and so it's a very social thing, and it's also a very relaxing thing, and there's all these positive things that about smoking as well. And so basically, how dare you criticize my lifestyle?" And, you know, that's okay. Yes, I am criticizing, and that's because I'm being judgmental, because exactly I would have been in that lifestyle and then said, "No, I don't really want that lifestyle anymore. I want something different." And whenever we want something different, when we want a different lifestyle, we need to give reasons for why we move, you know, from one lifestyle to a different lifestyle. So say if we've always been a smoker, maybe like for 15 years or something like that, and then we move to being a non-smoker, you're not just going to go, "Well, it was just a random choice, you know, there was no reason, no negative reasons why I stopped smoking and no positive reasons why I would become a non-smoker. It just sort of happened." And that's generally not the case. Usually we have various criticisms and negative aspects of what we're going away from, and then also positive aspects of what we're going towards. And so this just can't be helped when we're talking about something, a lifestyle or a way of living that we're moving away from. And so this person who is listening to a smoke-free podcast and then getting offended that they hear criticisms of smoking. I don't know, it's just, it seems like a very ridiculous thing to get upset about, because that's kind of what you expect from a smoke-free podcast, is that they're going to have criticisms, and they're going to have benefits of not smoking. And here's the thing though, like, that smoke-free podcast, for those people who are smokers, and who want to become non-smokers, but they're like, there's something within me that I really want to become a non-smoker, but, you know, I'm just not really finding my way out at the moment. And so that podcast about becoming smoke-free might be really helpful in terms of, oh, okay, now I kind of, listening to this podcast, I understand what's, you know, some of the negative aspects of smoking, and now that that's playing on my mind, that's kind of pushing me away from smoking. And I can also, listening to this podcast, I can also now see some of the positive things about becoming a non-smoker, and both of those two combined are helping me become a non-smoker, which is what the person wants. The other thing that I would like to add regarding this is that often people get very upset, I think partially because of the time that they've already invested in something. So they'll say, well, how dare you criticize my lifestyle? So say, was a smoker, and say, how dare you criticize my lifestyle? I've been smoking for 15 years. Are you critical of the last 15 years of my life? Okay, yes, in a sense, they are being critical of the last 15 years of their life. But the more important question is, are they critical of the last 15 years of their life? Do they not like what they've been doing for the last 15 years? And that's the thing, is that, you know, people don't have to stay this way. Person could say, you know, are you criticizing the last 15 years of my life? Well, actually, I criticize my last 15 years of my life too, and I want something different. Like, that could be, why not that response? And the thing is that we can always change. There are always going to be consequences. Smoking for 15 years, sure, is going to have a consequence on your body. But while you're still living, there's always time to change. And just because you've been doing something for 15 years doesn't mean that you can't do something different in your life now. And that's the whole real purpose, well, a major purpose of what this is about. Is I know people have invested a lot of time in other things. They've invested a lot of time in school. But, you know, it doesn't have to stay that way. You don't have to stay invested in school. You can change tack, so to speak. You can move a different direction. And just because you've invested a lot of time and effort and you feel, well, okay, maybe your kids are already older, maybe they've been going to school a long time, doesn't mean that you have to go, well, actually, because my kids have been going to school for 10 years, I can't change now. Yes, you can still change now. There's nothing wrong with changing now. Yes, you're still going to have to deal with all the effects that schooling had on those children for the last 10 years, and so things might be a bit more difficult for you, but that doesn't mean you can't change tack. And so this is what I really want to, I guess, look at when people get upset about this and saying, are you criticizing the way that I've lived my life? And the question really is, are you criticizing the way that you've lived your life? Do you want something different for your life? So what is it that I'm doing with my podcast here? I'm essentially talking about becoming, instead of not smoking anymore, I'm talking about not schooling anymore. And that's because I don't want to school my kids. I don't see anything about that lifestyle anymore that I want. I used to be a school teacher, so, you know, I have been there, and now I want to get out. And, you know, that there's reasons for why that happened. Yes, there are emotional reasons, but the more I look into it, I can understand my emotions better, because I can see some of the more reasoned and logical reasons why there are criticisms of school and why I would want to go to a not school approach, why I would want to go to a natural learning approach. And yeah, this is, I mean, people can say that this is being offensive or judgmental, and this is the thing, is that I don't think it's actually a problem to make judgments like that. We are so scared of people making judgments, and we are quick to use the excuse of a judgment, like stop being judgmental, in terms of anything where somebody criticizes our lifestyle. Instead of giving an argument, a reasoned argument, for why we think they're wrong in their criticisms, we just lash out with a cheap, it's just really a cheap insult, really, to say that someone is judgmental, and to say that them being judgmental is something negative. Being judgmental is, in a sense, not really negative. People make judgments all the time. That's what we have to do. And the thing is, those judgments can be either positive or negative. And that's what I'm doing by putting out this podcast, is I'm putting my criticisms out there and also the positives of natural learning. And people can judge those things. I want people to judge those things, to judge those criticisms, and to see if they're reasonable and well worked out, and they're backed by reason and evidence. And I want people to judge the positives of natural learning and again look at the reason and evidence behind those things. So what I'm really saying is to just let go of this feeling that we're offended by what somebody else's lifestyle is. I mean, there's lots of things that I could get offended about and call people names about. I mean, there's people who, as you know, like I am anti-abortion, and I mean, I could get really upset and talk to people who are pro-abortion and saying, "Well, you're being very judgmental of my position by being pro-abortion." But that I don't think that helps in any way in the discussion. What I think actually helps is this. I think whatever we feel is right, whatever we feel is good, we actually need to live that in our lives. And allow that to attract other people to our worldview, to our lifestyle. So, for instance, I am not comfortable with school. I don't want school in my life. I much more value the natural learning approach. So, what I'm going to do in my life is when I have children, I am not going to send my children to school. I also, in my life, I would not encourage other people to send their children to school. And that's just a natural outworking of my worldview and the life that I choose to live. It wouldn't make any sense for me to say, look, I don't want school. I don't think school is a good thing. It has too many negative drawbacks to it, and I think there's a far better ways of learning. But actually, yeah, I think I would encourage you to send your child to school. I'm not going to encourage anybody to do that. If I don't think it's a good idea for myself, I'm not going to encourage other people to do it either. So that's just a natural progression. And so we need to just stop getting angry about these things and just live our lives as attractively as possible and allow people to become attracted to our type of lifestyle. Allow them to be curious about our lifestyle and say, yes, actually, I think, that person has a better way of living and a way of living that is very attractive to me, and I want to know the criticisms and I want to know the positive benefits, and then I can make my choice regarding that. So yeah, those are some of my thoughts around all of that. I hope this has been helpful, and and just maybe release a little bit of stress from your life if you feel that you are doing this too much in your life, that you're going up to people and calling them judgmental or whatever because they criticize the way you live your life. There's no real value in doing that. So I just encourage you to let go of that stress and focus on living your life and showing your life to other people so that they become attracted to it. Alrighty, thanks so much for listening, and hope to catch you again soon. Thanks. Bye.